How's your offseason been thus far, and meeting the new coach and getting accustomed to a new scheme and so forth?
It's going good. It's past couple of weeks have been real exciting, just kind of getting back into the flow of things and going through all the meetings and workouts have been pretty intense.
Are they more intense because the competition's kind of ramped up? You know, with a new coach, everybody kind of feels like they have to prove themselves again.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Just conditioning wise, I know, you know, the coaches aren't down there, but you know, you always feel like you got something to prove. And I think anytime you get a new coaching staff, that always, you know, weighs on your mind because, you know, you're coming in, you don't have any credit. Everybody's coming in, you know, at the same level, and we're all competing for spots.
What do you think of some of the veteran guys that during free agency that are at linebacker position?
Yeah, so yeah, we've got a couple guys new in our room. I mean, they're tremendous people. You know, everything's kind of gelled, you know, smoothly so far. And, you know, they're great guys, and, you know, we've all been getting along.
What are the biggest changes in the scheme?
I think just kind of through the first couple of weeks, they're, compared to last year, there's less – you know, volume in terms of everything that we have in. And you can tell that it's geared more towards effort and, you know, the fundamentals of the game. Tackling's been a huge emphasis, and attacking the ball's been a huge emphasis as well. So less scheme as it is more, you know, individually effort and fundamentals on the field.
I'm not familiar with these rugby tackling tapes that they made in Seattle. Have y'all seen those yet?
So every day we do something. We go over part of tackling, and, yeah, they kind of take you through teaching through that, which is kind of different, which, you know, a lot of times over the years you've never really watched film and talked in depth about, you know, the technique of tackling. It's just kind of understood. It's everybody knows how to tackle. But, I mean, it's awesome, and I think it's definitely going to help. And, you know, you can always learn more.
Talk a little bit about competition among your position and sort of how you look at that, how you handle that in college. So how do you go about that?
I mean, you just every day, you bring your best and you do as much as you can. You know, you don't take any time off. You always feel that pressure, you know, especially right now. We have a big group in our linebacker room, and it just makes everybody better. And, you know, we're all helping each other. We all watch film together. You know, it's a good group, you know, for that. I mean, we're all going to push each other this year.
What's your workout regimen been like? Is it the same, you know, that you were doing last year with the Olympic style stuff?
Yeah, I still, I mean, most people that know me, I mean, you know, strength and conditioning is a huge interest of mine. That's what I like to do. Even if I didn't play football, working out would be a huge part of my life. So I like to put a lot of time into that. And, Olympic, just weightlifting, that's a huge part of it. And just kind of a lot, just talking with the coaches this year, you know, mobility's been something they really want me to focus on, and that's something I do. You know, every morning, whether it's 20 minutes or an hour, you know, I schedule so I get to the building an hour or an hour and a half early just so I can get that in to start the day. Yeah, obviously, I never really left. So after the season, I've been kind of hanging around here. I think they're kind of getting sick of me.
Paul, would you say the way that information is given to you guys now has been simplified? And is that a good thing? Is it a better thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's right now it's still kind of early. You know, I mean, we're just getting in. You know, all the installs and stuff. So, but the meetings, the way they're conducting it, I mean, the way they're breaking things down, we're learning a lot and things that, you know, are different than the past. And I think it's very beneficial, and I'm sure we'll get a better feel for it as we go on after we get, once we got all the plays in.
Learning from a guy like Jeff Ulbrich, who just a couple of years ago was still on the field,
yeah.
What's that?
It's awesome. He is very intense. And, you know, you can feel the intensity in our meeting room when he's explaining things, and he's been through it. And you know anything he's telling you, you know where you can take your chances, you know where you can cheat a little bit, you know where in the gameplay. I mean, it's a huge benefit.
How would you characterize this offseason, Paul? I mean, dealing with a new coaching staff, competition within division, within a position. Then in your division, you know, one of your teams is the first pick in the draft. Saints lost Jimmy Graham, a lot of change over there. I mean, how chaotic is it to be a linebacker for the Falcons right now with everything kind of on your plate?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of focus on your own thing, what you can control. You can't look at what other teams are doing, or you worry about, you know, personally what can you attack, what can you improve, and your relationship in this building with everybody that you're involved in on a day-to-day basis.
Do you watch the draft at all? You pay any attention to it? Or?
No, I don't. I won't know.
Your first season, I moved around different linebacker roles until you kind of got to the place. What kind of advantage does that give you heading into the heavy competition this training camp?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're learning a playbook, you got to learn all positions, especially as the Mike. You got to know what everybody's doing anyway. So when you put yourself in a position, you know what everybody's doing. You make yourself, you know, you're flexible. They can put you in, you know, at the will, or, you know, if need be, I could go play Sam. Not that they would put me there, but I would know his responsibilities. And that'll help you as, you know, when you're the Mike anyway, knowing where all the fits are and when you're making all your calls.
What are you most excited about showing these coaches that you bring to the game? What part of your game are you most excited about?
Yeah, they preach, you know, intensity, attitude, and effort, and that's something, you know, I think I bring. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working on the fundamentals of, you know, everything they're preaching, tackling, and I think it's going to be a good offseason.
Who are the guys who have been kind of your energetic leaders during some of the workouts?
Some of the workouts right now, I mean, you can see True stepping up. I think True's definitely somebody who's working on his vocal leadership because, I mean, there's no doubt everybody knows how good he is on the field, and you can feel his presence in the weight room and on the field a lot more this year.
Speaking of True, I mean, he's talked about doing yoga and, I think, boxing this offseason. Are you doing anything kind of outside the box that you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, kind of, you know, range of motion work, mobility, that's something that's – I've always done a little bit, but I've kind of put at the forefront as a big emphasis this offseason. Yeah, boxing's always been something I've done for years, so that's been nothing new. They got the speed bag up in the weight room and the heavy bags in the barn, so that's just kind of business as usual, though.
Anything else?
Yeah, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
Look back a year for us, where you were at then and where you're at today. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know, but I don't really like to think back to that. I just kind of stay in the, you know, the present and just try to get better every day.